You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode doesn't contain any explicit language, but I still wanted to flag it in case there are any parents out there who listen to the podcast with their kids. And if your kids are not old enough to know what an STD is yet, then you might get some questions you're not ready for. So just a heads up. The song Surrender by Cheap Trick was released in 1978. Rolling Stone called it the ultimate 70s teen anthem and included it in their list of the greatest songs of all time. It's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows, including South Park, Scrubs, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, New Girl, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Cheap Trick formed in Rockford, Illinois in 1973. They've released 20 studio albums, they've sold over 20 million records, and in 2016, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rick Nielsen is the guitarist in the band. He wrote Surrender, and for this episode, I talked to him about how the song was made. Mommy's all right, daddy's all right, they just seem a little weird. Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. Hey, hey.
My name is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. Everybody I knew thought their parents were weird, or even if they're not weird to certain people, they're weird to the kid. Oh, my parents are weird. Oh, they wore that, or they did that, or whatever. My father is an opera singer. My mother is an opera singer. My parents bought a music store in Rockford. My dad was choir director at Trinity Lutheran Church, but he also sang at Temple. I think they enjoyed the religious stuff for the music. So it was probably 1973, and I was in my apartment in Rockford in the kitchen. I had the idea for the chorus. Mommy's all right. My daddy's all right. Yeah, but they just seem a little weird. I had a stream of consciousness, and it was like, oh, what do your parents do? They tell you this, they tell you that. It was like getting me back to being a 14-year-old.
She told me I'd meet girls like you.
When I first wrote Surrender, Robin was the singer. I just have a crappy voice. So I was always looking for somebody that could interpret what I was writing and could be the way I am in my writing. You know, he's kind of like a good singing or a great singing Johnny Rotten. He's got that snarl to him.
She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll catch.
My parents didn't talk to me about the birds and the bees. I'm an only child, so I know my parents had sex once. But the good parents would let their sons and daughters know about this thing called syphilis or this thing called gonorrhea. If you're going to be doing something, you better be careful.
She also told me, stay away. Catch.
Cheap Trick started in 1973. Surrender was on Heaven Tonight. That was our third album, but we recorded it on our first record. But Jack Douglas, he was the producer of our first record, he didn't think it was the right time to put it out. You know, we played and rehearsed and wrote songs constantly during that period of time. You know, we weren't selling a lot of records, but we thought we were making good records, and we were just happy to be in the studio. This is Tom Peterson on bass. Well, that's Bunny Carlos on the drums. I think it was the first time that I wanted to modulate. So the song starts in B flat. and then the first two verses are in B.
Father says your mother's right, she's really up on things.
And the third verse is in C.
Whatever happened to all the seasons, losers of the year?
It was to make the song more exciting. I thought, you know, you can't do that with every song. But this was the right song for doing something like it, and we did it.
Then I woke up, Mom and Dad are rolling on the couch. Rolling numbers, rock and roll, and got my Kiss records out.
My parents are losers. Then here I wake up, and there they are. Got my Kiss records out. I mean, oh my God. That was like the ultimate slap in the face. Young Hellraisers in my brain, you know, loved them. And it was kind of the most disgusting thing to be associated with your parents. And they're listening to Kiss. Oh, gee. You know, it's like they can't even figure out who to disbelieve and who to hate and who to, you know, it's like, oy, oy, oy.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Don't give yourself away. Ay, ay.
I would have Robin sing close to the top of his range so that way he could be more aggressive. He was a real singer, so he could sing the bad boy parts and he could sing the good boy parts. And Robin did his own backing vocals, but I'm in there somewhere, too, because if it was just a bunch of Robins, it would sound too nice. And if just a bunch of me sound too crummy, and a bunch of Toms sound too low and weird, but together it makes it more aggressive, makes it more believable. It sounds like Cheap Trick. Yeah, you can hear the awful. I was trying to figure out what keyboard we used on that, because about 85, I finally took it and smashed it, threw it off the stage and smashed it. I left at the end of the recording because we had to get on tour, and they were going to play me roughs over the phone. They said, "Hey, Rick, take a listen to this." Well, as bad as that sounded, it sounded worse. I got back on a plane, went back. I didn't mind it when it was, like, in the mix. But when you have that instrument, you know, way out front, you can make anything sound awful. I think the definitive version of Surrender is the Live at Budokan version, because it is live and it's more fun. When we got to Japan, the album Heaven Tonight had just come out, so nobody had really heard it there, but we played Surrender there, and it went over great. I didn't have a big plan for it. I mean, when you write songs, sometimes they just kind of spill out. And that one kind of spilled out, and who knew it was going to be popular? You know, I've written 400 songs that nobody's ever heard that I think are good, so that's a good one.
I want to ask you about the chorus, "Surrender, but don't give yourself away." Who's saying that to whom?
It's me or whoever singing to his peers, singing to his classmates, singing to his friends. You know, I wish I could have done a few things a bit different growing up. I was thrown out of band. I was first chair on two instruments straight-A student in seventh grade when my parents had the music store. One day I went up to the band director and I said, Mr. Bischel, you're an incompetent, drunken fool who doesn't deserve to teach music to me or anybody else. Boom! I was thrown out that minute, and I was banned from the Rockford school system music program for life. I didn't heed my words. I should have done it a little more tactfully, you know, instead of fighting all the time with your parents and you're getting nowhere. Give in a bit. Don't cave on it, but, you know, what are you going to do tonight? Well, I'm going to take your car. I'm going to go drink beer. You know, lie about it. You don't need to tell them what you're really planning on doing, so don't give yourself away. My parents, I think they were just happy I had a job and happy that that I was happy doing what I was doing. And my dad always thought it was too loud, and so did a lot of other people. But I think they liked that it wasn't cookie-cutter kind of stuff. I was being me, and the band was being us. We were never trying to be something that we weren't.
And now, here's Surrender by Cheap Trick in its entirety.
Yeah.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more. You'll find links to buy or stream Surrender, and you can watch the video of Cheap Trick playing the song live in Japan. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. This episode was made by me, with editing help from Teenie Lieberson and Casey Deal, artwork by Carlos Lerma, and music clearance by Kathleen Smith. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway. And you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. My name is Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia from PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.